Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking this time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll do so each Sunday morning as we give you a message of truth. At 8 o'clock on Public Access Channel number 6 on UTV, we have a TV program that airs from 8 to 8:30 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. All we desire from you is to come with an open mind, an open Bible, and study God's Word with us and worship Him. And let us help you understand your need for God in your life. We've been looking for the past few months at reasons why we are members of the Church of Christ. Try to kind of explain to you some of the differences between us and the denominations of men. Today, we're going to begin a lesson that we will talk about this week and next week. And we want to ask a question. Can a child of God sin and be eternally lost after initial obedience and having a relationship with Jesus Christ? We want to endeavor to answer that question over this week and next week. The doctrine that a child of God can never be lost is not a new teaching. It was preached long, long ago by the serpent in the Garden of Eden. He is the author of this lie, and he first preached it to Adam and Eve. God had warned them if they ate of the fruit of that tree that they would die. To remind you of that, we're going to read Genesis 2, 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat it, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." You see, Satan told them, "Ye shall not surely die," in Genesis 3 and verse 4. Satan's lie encouraged man to disobey God, to disregard his teaching. He was the first to preach the impossibility of apostasy, and that means a falling away. Yet we have the suffering and example of many men since then to prove that Satan told a lie and his untruth has been the undoing of mankind. What does the Bible say? Can a child of God sin and still be lost? The Bible teaches that a child of God can fall and be lost. Now, there are things that we must do as Christians in order to keep us from falling. I want to read to you in 2 Peter chapter 1. Begin reading with me in verse number 5. And it says, "For this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his own sin. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For an interest will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." I want you to notice in our text, why should we give diligence? Why does Peter encourage us to give diligence, to add these character traits to our faith? Well, we're to do it to make our calling and election sure. But why do we need to do that if one cannot fall? Why were the Corinthians admonished to take heed? In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 12, Paul would write, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." If we knew it were impossible, absolutely impossible, for us to fall after our obedience, why issue this warning at all? Why tell the Corinthians that they needed to take heed? Why did Peter tell us to grow? Those questions deserve answers, and those answers will demonstrate that the error taught by man, that man can fall. Paul understood he could be rejected after his obedience. In 1 Corinthians again, verse 9, verse 27, the Bible says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Notice, the Apostle Paul said he could become disqualified. How could he become disqualified? Well, he could become disqualified by disobeying and going back to that which he left. Why buffet your body daily? Why would Paul need to do that? Why would he encourage us to do that if we could not fall? This implies we can fail. We need to buffet our body daily because we can fall. Can a child of God quit believing? Well, let's look at Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 12, when the Hebrew writer warned not following the example of the nation of Israel. In verse 12 it says, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." If the children of Israel did and were destroyed because of it, so can we if we quit believing. They quit following God. They went into spiritual adultery. They committed sin. They went into idolatry. And because of that, they lost their relationship with God, and God destroyed them first in Assyria captivity in about 722 B.C., and then in Babylonian captivity, the nation of Judah, in about 586 B.C. For you see, they fell. They fell because they disobeyed. And so they quit believing, and because they transgressed God's law, they were found unfaithful. Paul taught the churches of Galatia that they had fallen from grace. In Galatians chapter 5, verse number 4, it says, "You have become estranged from Christ." That means you have become alienated. Why? Why did they become estranged from Christ? "And you who attempt to be justified by the law," that means made right by the law, and he's talking about the old law there, "you have fallen from grace." Yes, Paul told the churches of Galatia when they were trying to be justified and made right by the law of Moses that they had fallen from grace. We know man is saved by God's grace. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 tells us that very clearly, that man is saved by the grace of God. A Christian can fall from that grace, according to this passage in Galatians 5, verse 4. What is the conclusion? A Christian can fall away and be lost if they go back to that which they left. Again, it's a choice. One has a choice to accept Christ and become obedient to the plan of salvation. He also has a choice whether to continue walking in the pathways of righteousness and walking the straight and narrow path, or go back into the world of sin. Can a Christian become in a worse condition after he's obeyed the gospel and after he has been saved and enters a relationship with God? Can he fall into a worse situation? Well, let's allow Peter to answer that question in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 20. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 20. It says, "For if, after they've escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn away from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, 'A dog turns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire.'" Now, these had escaped the defilements of the world. They had rendered obedience to the gospel of Christ. But then afterward, they became entangled again and were overcome by their entanglement in the world. Peter said that the latter end was worse for them than beginning. How? If all are saved automatically and going to heaven after initial obedience, or as so many teach, that they just accept Jesus as their personal Savior, and anything that happens after that has no bearing upon your spiritual condition before God, how do you explain these passages? These passages say that men can become in a worse condition. It would have been better for them never to enter the relationship than to enter it and to fall. Ladies and gentlemen, read the passages. They are very clear. We've read these passages from 1 Corinthians 10 and 12, chapter 9 and verse 27, Hebrews 3 verse 12, Galatians 5 verse 4, and now 2 Peter 2, 20 through 22. All of them imply very straightforwardly that man can fall from grace, that he can go back to that which he left. And therefore, a Christian can become in a worse condition because he goes back to sin. Now, Jesus, when he was on earth, taught the parable of the sower. We can read this in Matthew chapter 13, verse 3 and 8, and also in Luke's account in chapter 8, verse 4 through 15. Now, in the parable, the seed is the word of God, according to Luke's account in Luke 8 and verse 11. The soil is a human heart. The soil that the seed is put into is a human heart. The stony ground, this one did become a believer, but his faith withered away when tribulation and persecution came. Read Matthew 13, 20 and 21, and also Luke 8, verse 13. This produced no fruit. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 19, we're told that we can judge a man by the fruit that he's produced. Now, according to the parable of the sower, some were choked by the cares and pleasures of this world. They accepted the word, but they failed to keep it because they got wrapped up again in the world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these passages are very clear. They are very clear and very concise that a man's heart can change. It can go back to what he left. In John 15, verse 1 and 7, what about the parable of the vines and the branches? Every branch is in me. That's what the Lord declared in the parable. How could one never be in Christ if they fall away, as some teach? What happens to the branches that do not bear fruit? What does the text say? They are cast into the fire, according to Matthew 5, 22, saved and then lost. Why? Because they did not bear spiritual fruit. You see, again, we see that man can choose to go contrary to that which he had once walked in. Now, the last passage for this morning is what about the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, 14 through 30. These people were the Lord's servants. Two were faithful and blessed, but one was unprofitable. He was wicked, he was slothful, and the Lord punished him. Why? Because he did buried his talent. He did not use it. He did not profit God. He did not use the ability and opportunities that God gave him. Therefore, he was cast into outer darkness. You see, he was lost after being saved. Ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you to read these passages that we have given you this morning and ask yourself the question, what are the meaning of these passages if the concept in the religious world that a man can never be lost after accepting Christ, then what is the meaning of all these passages? You consider that, and we will continue this discussion next Lord's Day, Lord willing. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Come and worship the Lord with us today. We'd be glad to see you.